Welcome to Health on the Hill. I'm Julie Appleby of Kaiser Health News. The health law's so-called risk corridors are under fire on Capitol Hill. Designed to limit insurers' exposure to losses as they transition to a new marketplace, the risk corridors are under attack by some GOP lawmakers who call them a bailout for the health insurance industry and are pushing for their repeal. The House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform held a hearing on this issue today. My colleague, Mary Agnes Carey, was there. Thanks for being here, Mary Agnes.
Thanks for having me.
Before we talk about the hearing, tell us, what are risk corridors and why are they in the health law?
They're part of this three-pronged approach to help insurers manage the financial risk of taking all comers, taking everyone who applies for insurance, no matter what their health status, while at the same time keeping premiums affordable. The corridors allow insurance companies and the government to share higher than expected costs or profits. Actual claims are compared to the claims that insurers anticipated when they set up their premiums. And broadly stated, the government collects money from plans with lower than expected claims to make payments to plans with higher than expected claims. But if those claims exceed expected amounts, the government makes up some of that difference. And that's where we're hearing the Republican bailout charge come in. They say that taxpayers shouldn't have to foot the bill if health insurers lose money.
Didn't the Congressional Budget Office say yesterday that the risk corridors could actually produce revenue, not cost the government money?
They did. In their budget outlook, the Congressional Budget Office, or CBO, projected that the risk corridor program would actually produce $8 billion in revenue for the government rather than cost taxpayers money. And previously, the CBO had said that the program was budget neutral, so this finding was particularly newsworthy. The CBO also pointed to a similar risk corridor program that's part of the Medicare prescription drug program. And they said in that program that collections from insurers actually exceeded the payments that were made to health plans.
So do those findings stop GOP claims that risk corridors are an insurance industry bailout?
Democrats on the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee certainly tried to make that case. And they emphasized that the Republicans did put in a similar program when they created the Medicare Part D program in 2003, and they pointed out that this risk corridor program still exists. One of the witnesses, Tim Jost, who's a law professor at Washington and Lee University, also pointed out that there's this long history of these kind of risk corridor programs between the government and private industry, the National Flood Insurance Program, or a program that was created in 2002 to allow commercial insurers to continue offering coverage for businesses at reasonable rates by reinsuring the risk of terrorist attacks. But there were other witnesses that countered that testimony. Chief among them was Marco Rubio. He's a senator from Florida, a Republican. He's trying to repeal the risk corridors. He has said that the health laws insurance markets aren't really normal markets. They're not really truly competitive markets because insurers are told who they have to cover and what services they have to offer. Some of the witnesses also expressed concerns that the botched rollout of the health law would certainly guarantee that insurers would have higher than expected losses and taxpayers would get stuck with that bill, although that's not the conclusion that the CBO came to.
So what's next on this issue?
Committee Chairman Daryl Issa raised another line of attack we might be hearing more about this week. It's based on a congressional research memo prepared for the House Energy and Commerce Committee that discussed whether or not the Department of Health and Human Services could actually make these payments to insurers without an appropriation of law allowing them to do so. But the bigger thing here is, for Republicans, the idea of talking about a taxpayer bailout of health insurers, even if the CBO disagrees with them, just makes a great talking point for the midterm election, so expect Republicans to continue to make that case. It's much harder for Democrats to counter that the risk corridor programs already exist in Medicare Part D and that they have produced revenue and not cost taxpayers money. So I think you can expect Republicans to continue to find it in their best interest to attack the ACA on this issue and many more in the months to come.
Great. Thank you very much, Mary Agnes.
Thank you.